It's Wednesday, the 17th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am news bulletin. On World Hemophilia Day being today, it's crucial to shed light on rare bleeding disorders like hemophilia. Dr. Honest Diwa, a specialist physician and clinical hematologist, brings forth invaluable insights into this condition prevalent in Namibia. Hemophilia is a rare genetic disorder and affects approximately 1 in 10,000 Namibians.
Hemophilia usually presents with spontaneous bleeding, so one may present with easy bruising. They may present with nose bleeding, gum bleeding, or those patients that tend to bleed excessively after minor cuts or after minor surgery like tooth extraction. Those patients are the ones that you may want to investigate further for possible hemophilia.
Find the full story on futuremedianews.com.na. In an interview with our news team, independent business and economic researcher Joseph Kefashiama provided valuable insights into the factors influencing the Bank of Namibia's decision regarding the repo rate.
We have a relationship, or we have that big relationship with South Africa, and it is plus minus a difference of 0.5 or 50 basis points, and now it will be not good for Namibia to cut the repo rate due to that, as there will be a big differences.
The regulator will announce the repo rate today. The previous interest rate decision was to keep the repo rate unchanged at 7.75%. In a bold move to confront what they perceive as unfair and discriminatory practices by the city of Windhoek, members of the Karutura Central Residence Committee took decisive action and met with the ombudsman. Led by activist Sean Garisep, the residents directly challenged the city's leadership over their handling of financial matters, particularly regarding the recent Swakopmund SNT conference.
He assured us that he's going to ensure that all our concerns are received by the relevant stakeholders, those who were not in attendance, for example, the AC head and National Competition Commission's CEO, as well as the minister. We trust that we have given an ultimatum of 7 days, and we hope that in 7 days' time we are going to hear something from that side. Should that not happen, we are going to take further action.
On to South Africa. The ANC has obtained ownership of the Umkhonto weSizwe trademark amid a legal dispute with the MK Party. According to News 24, documents from the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission indicates that the trademark previously held by Legacy Projects is now assigned to the ANC. Legacy Projects Director Rapitse Monso clarified the transfer process, affirming the ANC's ownership. A United Nations expert report says Israel violated international law when it attacked the Iranian diplomatic building in Damascus. It has also called on Israel and Iran to immediately cease any form of retaliatory military attacks. Here is Jody Jacobs from the United Nations HQ in New York.
As the world waits to see what Israel's next move will be following Iran's drone attack at the weekend, a panel of experts appointed by the UN's Human Rights Council says Israel had not exercised self-defense on April 1st when it attacked Iran's consular building in Damascus. The report released on Tuesday states that Israel had not provided any legal justification for the strike, nor did it report it to the Security Council as required by the United Nations Charter. At the same time, the panel of experts say Iran's response was also a prohibited use of force under international law. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.